Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Hour number three, hour number two for me, because Lee Elsie hosted hour number one, which is such a wonderful thing. Oh, I can't tell you how much fun it is on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Just that extra hour is breathing room in my day, my busy, crazy day. Love doing the show, but 3 hours a day of radio when you're trying to run companies and write columns and write books, my new book, by the way, it's almost ready. I've got like two more chapters to write. And then it'll be done. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, with a listing of all the names of the top 100 corporations in America to boycott or protest and tell them you're never going to buy from them again because you're a conservative and you hate that they're offending us and they're throwing us to the wolves and they're throwing us under the bus. See, just so people understand, I don't think boycotts have anything to do with, like, say a company gives only to Democrats, which, by the way, Costco does. And I go to Costco all the time. I love Costco. I love shopping at Costco. I get so many things at Costco at a great price. They give almost completely Democrats. So does everybody. By the way, if you stopped shopping with someone because they gave to Democrats, you wouldn't have anywhere to shop anymore. So listen, it's a free world. Your CEO or your company can give to whoever they want to give to. But as soon as they start making statements like, you know, Major League Baseball leaving the All-Star game in Atlanta because Georgia voted for voter ID, as soon as Delta Airlines says, because of voter ID, we're not going to do this or that in Atlanta anymore, as soon as, you know, another airline, I think it was United, said almost all our pilots are going to have to be black now, from now on, at least we're going to commit to 50% being black, without asking are they actually qualified. I don't care about the color of your skin. As soon as they do liberal things, as soon as they insult and offend us, that's when they need to be boycotted. That's when you need to protest them. Or that's when, at the very least, you need to threaten to boycott and stop buying. But it isn't about donations. I don't care who someone donates to. It's a free world. You can donate to who you want. But don't offend me. Don't insult me. No corporation should be getting involved in politics. None. But you can give a check to a politician. That doesn't offend me. See, that makes me so much better than liberals. Think of all the companies that have gotten in trouble, at least for a short period of time. In-N-Out Burger, one of my favorite. You know, I almost never eat fast food, but I eat In-N-Out Burger maybe four times a year. And Chick-fil-A, I almost never eat fast food, but I eat Chick-fil-A probably once a month. So that's 12 times a year I eat Chick-fil-A, because that is just the greatest grilled chicken in the history of the world. And I eat there once in a while, and they got in trouble at one point for supporting, for being against gay marriage, and In-N-Out Burger for supporting Christian causes. It's like a company has a right to have an opinion. I don't boycott you because of your opinion. I boycott you if you actually choose to offend half your audience. That's different than writing a check. You know, there was a company that just wrote a check against gay marriage, right, for the you know, the proposition on the ballot in California against gay marriage. And it was one of the computer companies, I forget which one, and they forced the CEO out over that. It was the stupidest thing I ever heard in my life. You mean a CEO's not allowed to have an opinion and not allowed to write a check, not allowed to support a candidate? See, so I don't boycott people over things like that. But if that CEO chose to actually do something, like, you know, you can't have voter ID. I'm not allowing you to have voter ID. We're going to leave the state of Atlanta because you have voter ID. If they actually do something to offend you, that's different than writing a check. That's disgusting. And you need to have your voice heard. We all have a right to have our voice heard. Just like the left has a right to have their voice heard. Here's my column that I read in hour number two. I'm going to start off hour three with it as well because I think it's that important. Hey, you only get to, you know, interview the president a few times in your life, so exclusive interview with President Donald J. Trump. Now, I think this is really an important point I made with Trump. You know what's funny? One of Trump's best friends contacted me today and said he thoroughly enjoyed that interview. You could see it. He didn't get that from Trump. He didn't have a conversation yesterday with Trump. He just watched the interview, or I should say listened to the interview, and said it was so clear how much he enjoyed that interview and how much he likes you and how much he respects you. And I got that from so many people. They all said he loved my questions. A couple of them said that the questions I asked would never be allowed at most networks in this country. You could never ask those questions. One friend told me, who knows Fox News really well, said you could never, ever ask those questions on Fox News. And another one told me you could never ask those questions on Newsmax TV. Never. You're not allowed to ask questions like the ones I asked yesterday. So President Trump enjoyed that I asked them, and the people sitting at home enjoyed that I asked them, because as I've pointed out again and again in columns, the average Republican absolutely knows the election was stolen. It was rigged, it was fixed, it was stolen like a fixed horse race. And we know it. And so, they are so happy when someone actually addresses it and says it out loud and asks questions about it. It's called freedom. So anyway, the game changer for my exclusive interview with President Donald J. Trump. Days ago, I was honored to spend time with President Trump for an exclusive one-on-one interview on my nationally syndicated radio show, Wayne A La Root, run unfiltered on USA Radio Network. Before I get to the most important game changer to come out of that interview, I'd like to get one thing out of the way. Just having this interview with the president proves how wrong Democrats, liberals, and assorted Marxist fools are about America. Most Democrats today are America haters and national anthem kneelers. They find only fault with America. They see our history as negative. They see our country as racist. They see an America that holds people down. Their glass is always half empty. My glass is always half full. I love America. I see American exceptionalism. I see a country that lifts everyone up. I see a country filled with opportunity and mobility. I see the greatest country in world history ever blessed by God. And I just proved my view of this country is the right one. I'm a blue-collar SOB, son of a butcher, from a dead-end street on the Bronx borderline. My dad, the butcher, wore a white apron with bloodstains at work. My dad's name was David Root. Wonderful man. Great father. I'm Jewish, which makes me part of a tiny minority group that has faced tremendous hate and discrimination. Yet, here I was interviewing the former president of the United States one-on-one, only in America, as Don King used to say. What a great country. I am living proof of how great America really is. Who would be stupid enough to want to change that? That opportunity and mobility for a poor kid from the wrong side of the tracks. Who'd be dumb enough to want to destroy that? Only Democrats. They're the dumbest, most ignorant, clueless, dangerous people on the planet Earth. We should all run away from Democrats before they turn America into a socialist crap hole. Now to my interview. We covered a ton of important topics, including the rigged and stolen election, COVID, China, and the witch hunt against Trump. But all of that pales in comparison to the most important idea that came out of our talk, a solution, a way to save America, a way to take back America, a game changer. Trump appeared to be fascinated by my idea. He clearly never heard it before. But Trump wasn't the only one who liked my idea. I had thousands of emails and texts overnight, and virtually every single one of them said this idea was brilliant and could change the course of history. This idea gets conservatives excited and motivated again, so I know I struck a chord. Are you ready to hear it? Are you ready to change history? I want President Trump to run for a House seat in 2022. Pick a winnable Republican House district in Florida where the president is beloved. I promise 74 million Trump voters will get excited. They will volunteer, donate, spread the word, and yes, many will move to your district in Florida to help elect you, Mr. President. Or they'll move there just to volunteer. They'll move there to go door to door. They'll move there to man a phone bank, but they'll also move there just to literally move there permanently and vote for you. This isn't about one House seat. With Trump campaigning and leading the battle, I believe Republicans will sweep to victory in 2022 with the biggest GOP voter turnout in history. We'll win a GOP House landslide. Now to the important part of my plan. Next, the GOP Congress has to elect Donald Trump as Speaker of the House, the second most powerful job in America. From that platform, Trump rules D.C. for the next 2 years. He is Biden's worst nightmare. Speaker of the House Trump could open a dozen criminal investigations against Biden. Wouldn't that be wonderful? And against Hunter Biden. Wouldn't that be wonderful? He could lead the impeachment of Biden. How ironic would that be? He could block every single Biden bill. He could stop the Biden agenda dead in its tracks. And don't forget, the Speaker of the House could sit behind Biden for each State of the Union address. Wouldn't you pay to watch Trump's facial expressions while Biden is talking? I told President Trump he'll become an American folk hero. His legend will grow even bigger. His brand and actions will dominate D.C. politics leading into 2024. And from that platform, folk hero Trump wins the presidency again in 2024, after first saving America from the Biden disaster. Trump was clearly fascinated by the idea. He should be. It's a game changer for Trump, for the GOP, for Congress, for America. The seed has been planted inside Donald Trump's head. I'm glad I'm the guy who did it. I hope and pray I just changed the course of history. God bless Trump and God bless America. My column coming out on Sunday, newspapers around the country, the game changer from my exclusive interview with President Donald J. Trump. And you'll see it at conservative websites around the country as well this weekend. And I'm very proud to come up with an idea that clearly tickled Trump. And you know, tickled in pink, is that a saying? Tickled in pink? I think that's a saying. He clearly was kind of, he was kind of excited about the idea, you could tell. He was really focused on it and thinking about it while we were sitting there talking. And hopefully he goes home and thinks about it and talks about it and makes a decision. I think he should do it. And then somebody, a great friend of mine, Hollis, sent me a note. I don't know if it's true yet. I haven't had a chance to look it up. I'm assuming he wouldn't send it to me if it wasn't true, but you hear a lot of things from a lot of people, so until you back it up, I'd never say that it's absolutely true. But Hollis says it's a fact that anyone could be Speaker of the House. It's a little-known fact. It's probably never happened before in our history, but you don't have to be a congressperson to be Speaker of the House. The House can elect anyone they choose. So actually, if Trump doesn't want to lower himself, quote-unquote, to run for a congressional seat or take that risk, all he has to do is we win. He leads, you know, cheerleads and leads the battle and gets us to a big win in 2022. We retake the House, and then he gets the House to name him as the Speaker of the House. If that's true, you don't have to be a congressman to be Speaker of the House. Trump can avoid the run and the risk and just go straight to Speaker of the House and do all the same things I just said. If that's true, I'll look up if that's true. Wayne Oliver, The Warrior.
Make no mistake, inflation is here.
Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year to date.
And most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked.
Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to AssetStrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Yes, sir. Can you hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on
it. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for.
Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. TrackGrabber.com.
Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you.
TrackGrabber, TRACGRABBER.
Go there, get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this if you work for
for a big company with thousands of employees. You'll have instant access to an online marketplace where you can literally save hundreds of dollars on things you need, and you don't have to pay higher rates for things you don't. The cost is, get this, only $59 a month to join. There are no copays. You'll also save hundreds of dollars on medications. There's no waiting. You don't need to waste time at doctor's offices. You can meet with high-quality telemedicine doctors or medical professionals quickly and from the comfort of your home. Sign up today at revive-healthcare.com. Revive-healthcare.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I want to thank my sponsor, VRA. VRA for Vertical Research Advisory, because they made yesterday's interview with President Trump partly possible. I mean, we obviously put it together, Andrew Paul and myself, in conjunction with the Office of the 45th President of the United States for probably a month now. Who knows how many hours we put into this thing. And we were on pins and needles and stressed out yesterday, you know, to make sure it goes through perfectly and there's no problem with the line and the call goes through and everything's fine. And you get the recording. Think about that. Didn't even home think about it. Let's say you do an interview with the President of the United States and then, the recording gets burned. Somehow it didn't record. Can you imagine the embarrassment? So, I mean, you never know. You got to, until the last possible second, you're worried and you're thinking about how we can make this go right. And you're also thinking about all the things that can go wrong. We made it go right. It all worked out perfectly, and everyone agreed overnight. You know, I never know if I'm good or not. I wait for the returns from everybody else. And I didn't, by the way, I didn't have a single negative person. Not one. I got, I don't know how many thousands of emails. I read hundreds of them. I couldn't read all of them, but I cherry-picked quite a few and read hundreds of them. And if I cherry-picked 300 of them, it was 300-0. Love the interview. Love the questions you asked Trump. Love your idea for him to run for the House. What a fantastic interview. Can't get it on any other network. You're the only guy who could do it. He was so comfortable with you. I mean, the comments were wonderful. So it's very clear to me that it was a really big success, and it was a really good interview. And I didn't know that until I got the response from you guys. I never would say, oh, I had a good interview today. I have no idea if it's a good interview. Let the people decide if it's a good interview or not. Let my fans decide. If they like it, it was good. If they don't like it, then I guess I did something wrong. So thank God you guys liked it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm glad you liked it. Care about you. But anyway, VRA put up the money to make sure that we could bring in the film crew and film it. We'll have the video out, I think, on Tuesday, the day after Labor Day. We'll have it next Tuesday. So I had a film crew here and a videographer here and a director here, and all of it was paid for by a wonderful sponsor, VRA. Love people who signed the front of checks. Wonderful people. VRA, Vertical Research Advisory, my great friend Kip Herridge, which, by the way, has a over 2,600% in net gains over the last 7 years. 2,600%, over 2,600% in net gains over the last 7 years with his newsletter. Amazing. Amazing. One of a kind. Let him prove to you how good the VRA system really works, and you'll get 2 weeks of his newsletter free. Check it out at VRAinsider.com. 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 Kip Herridge. 2 weeks free, thanks to Wayne Allyn Root. Make sure you say war and get your 2 weeks free. So just some stories you need to know. Criminals who targeted auto shop with white supremacist graffiti turn out to be two black men. No surprise. I've seen this again and again and again. On college campuses across America, somebody comes out of the room and they find KKK spray painted on their doors. Oh, my God, there's white supremacists everywhere. There got to be Trump people. Keep me away from people with Trump hats. They're white supremacists. And then a week later, after an investigation, every single time it turns out the student in the room who was black painted KKK to get sympathy and to try and maybe win a lawsuit or to try and, you know, maybe not go into to do an exam that week that they didn't prepare for. It never fails. There is not a gigantic wave of racism in this country. There's lots of people of color who are faking racism, and there's lots of people of color that I've seen who seem to hate white people, but there is not a tremendous amount of white people who are painting KKK on people's dormitory doors or office doors or business doors or their home garage. Nobody's doing that. Nobody's burning crosses on people's lawns. Was there ever racism? Of course there was. Was the South racist? Of course it was. Do I like black people hanging, lynching? No, horrible. Did I support slavery? No, horrible. But today, is anybody enslaving black people? No. Today, is anybody lynching black people? Thank God, no. Today, is there tremendous amounts of people walking around with KKK uniforms? No. But boy, are there a lot of black Democrats and white Democrats who rant hatred towards white people. So anyway, criminals who paint the graffiti, white supremacist graffiti, turn out to be black. Interesting. Another story, life insurance at COVID-19. Something doesn't make sense. We all know insurance companies don't like to lose money, right? So if COVID is as bad as they claim it is, shouldn't insurance companies be not writing life insurance policies right now? They should have a moratorium on life insurance policies. Or they should triple the price. Guess what? There's an article out there from a guy who says he spoke to his buddy who was in the life insurance business, and it's business as usual. They're writing as much coverage as they can. You want life insurance, you can get it. I know. I got 2 life insurance policies in the last 3 months, and they didn't increase any of the prices. So if COVID is really that bad, how can you explain that? Something's wrong.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says the country's future is looking bright in the fight against COVID-19. During a speech in Cleveland, Biden insisted there's still some work to do. However, he says the United States economy is coming back.
COVID cases are down. COVID deaths are down, unemployment filings are down, hunger is down, vaccinations are up, jobs are up, growth is up, people gaining health coverage is up, small business confidence is up. Put it simply, America's coming back. America's on the move.
U.S. Customs officers previously detained the man who killed 9 people in San Jose, California, and found that he professed a hatred of his workplace where the shooting occurred. That's according to a Department of Homeland Security memo. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Wayne Allyn-Root, can you even believe that, you know, here in Vegas, which has a, you know, we have a crazy Democrat governor, Governor Steve Sisolak, and yet we've still been... It never quite closed this place the way New York did, the way New Jersey did, the way Pennsylvania did, the way California did, the way Michigan did. We were never closed down like that. We were mostly open throughout most of COVID, but with lots of restrictions, but nonetheless, mostly open. And I, you know, I keep pointing out, me and my fiance Sydney love to go out to eat. We go out 7 nights a week. We've been going out to eat for 330 days in a row in the middle of COVID without masks, and everything's fine. Australia imposes its fourth COVID lockdown on Melbourne as new cluster found. So these people are so crazy. Every time they find like three people sick, they close an entire city that looks like New York City down. That's how big Melbourne is. It's like the, it's almost, I mean, it's not New York City, but it's Australia's version of Manhattan. It's a very big city and lots of big buildings. And they close a whole city down. Can you believe it? Because there's a cluster of COVID. That's like saying somebody in the building next door has the flu and they're throwing up. Let's shut down all businesses around the block. Let's shut the whole city down for the next month. Australia turns out to be crazy. Insane. Everyone wants to be broke. Fourth lockdown. Sons of Liberty CBD is the sponsor of this show. I love working out hard every day. But I turned 60 this July and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. And I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over the age of 50. And now, you know, again, I'm going to be 60. But let's face it, anyone over the age of 40 has aches and pains. 50, lots of them. 60, wow. Jay said I had to try sonsoflibertycbd.com. It would heal my body and my mind and my soul and my spirit. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Best quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It will not get you high. It's 100% legal and 100% American grown and made. CBD is real. It's mainstream and it works. And for my listeners, you get 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout, as in Wayne Allyn-Root, WAR15. And you can get up to 25% off if you combine this discount with your subscription discount. 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, sonsoflibertycbd.com. Make the healthy choice and choose sonsoflibertycbd.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off. We've got our guest with us, Mark Berman, who is a fellow graduate of Columbia University. Not just any fellow graduate of Columbia, my classmate, Columbia College, 1983 grad, along with, of course, Barack Obama, who nobody ever saw. He's a trial lawyer. His political and legal commentaries have appeared in many major outlets. We welcome him to the show. Mark Berman, how you doing, buddy?
Fine, thanks. How are you doing, Wayne?
I'm doing fantastic. So you've produced a video for Memorial Day, which is a musical and visual tribute to the fallen members of our military. And I wanted to get you on, A, to talk about it, because I love the military and I appreciate what they do every day and the sacrifice they make. And B, I'm just so flabbergasted that a member of my class at Columbia actually likes the military. I mean, it's amazing. So I wanted to have you on to talk about it. So welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing? Listen, that's going to get me kicked out of the Alumni Association, but I don't mind.
Of course it is. Of course it is, because they're all a bunch of commies. It's so scary how liberal Columbia is. They're to the left of communists. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen, the things that these people believe in Ivy League schools. Let me not kind of, you know, make Columbia the whole focus. Every Ivy League school, Harvard, Princeton, Penn, they're all the same. Stanford, even. These kids are so left of liberal. How did you escape Columbia and the lawyer, by the way, and not wind up, you know, just being brainwashed, totally left?
I've always had an independent streak. I was not, look, I was like you, I'm sure you're friends with a lot of liberal guys at Columbia, but
yes,
you don't have to swallow the Kool-Aid necessarily.
Yes, but it's getting much harder. I'm still willing to be friends with liberals, but liberals aren't willing to be friends with me. They have such Trump derangement syndrome that they won't even sit in a room anymore with a conservative. I lost Mark, one of my best friends in the world, who was also my business partner in producing reality shows, and we had three hit reality TV shows that were big-time hits on TV, and he made millions of dollars. I made hundreds of thousands. He made millions because he was the major partner, and I kept bringing him deals. So I brought the deals in. I made some good money. He made millions off of me. One of them, the biggest hit in the history of Travel Channel, that I brought to him. So these were my inventions, and they made him a fortune, and he told me about I guess it was about 8 months ago, he sent me a text and said, I've made a decision. You're too close to Trump. Trump is Hitler. Therefore, you're a Jew supporting Hitler. Therefore, I never want to speak to you again. Don't call me. Don't try and change my mind. We're not partners anymore. I'm never speaking to you again. Can you believe
that? I think you should send him a picture of AOC and the squad and, who's Hitler.
Well, that's what I did. I sent him back a text and said exactly that, and he never answered me again, and we've never spoken again. It's unbelievable how brainwashed these people are.
They are, and it's unfortunate, but that's it. Look, the point of my video, which, by the way, is on rumble.com.
Of course. Good place.
Your listeners can get there by searching for Military Tribute Going Home. Again, Military Tribute Going Home. Going Home, incidentally, is the name of the music. That's why the name of the song. That's how that got in the title. But I respect our veterans very much, and the whole point of the video is not only that respect, which is the main thing, but it's to inspire people to do what you do, essentially, which is to fight, obviously in a peaceful way, for our country. Because right now, our country is in the balance. There's no question. And there are things that people could do, and they don't have to be even Wayne Root to do it. There's things that people can do to help start turn things around, in my opinion.
Well, so you tried to turn things around. Tell us what this video is all about.
Well, basically, the video itself is a musical tribute to our veterans. It's more inspirational. When your viewers go there, they'll see another video I did a couple months ago, which, if they go to my channel, that was more like, what can you do? So in terms of what can you do, there's very simple things. Number one, obviously, you have to vote. Number two, you have to support alternative media, such as your show, such as print media. If you're giving your money to the local liberal paper, you're supporting the problem. You shouldn't be doing that. Number three, you should not be patronizing businesses that are funding all this madness. My wife and I, honestly, we cut off our Amazon subscription totally recently. I don't buy, I see in the news what businesses oppose the voter integrity laws. I don't patronize them. I don't think anyone who's a conservative should patronize them. I don't think anyone who loves our country, even if they're a Democrat, should patronize those people. Same thing with, I love watching sports. I love watching basketball. I don't watch it anymore. I'm not going to give my money to professional basketball. So if everyone would do that, if conservatives would do those things, we'd be in a better place, I think.
Yeah, well, you didn't realize because you only came on for this segment, but right in the segment before you got here, Mark, we're talking to Mark Berman, fellow Columbia 83 graduate. He's got his kind of appreciation of the military on Memorial Day weekend. His appreciation of the military video is at rumble.com. Look under Military Tributes. Going Home is the name of the video. Rumble.com is the place to get conservative videos. But, Mark, you didn't know in the segment before I mentioned that I've got a new book that'll be coming out within a month. Maybe even within 2 weeks. I'm just right there with the last chapter, and then I'm getting it published quick. This one's a self-published, so I could get it out in a matter of weeks, and it's almost 100% done. It's called The Great Patriot Boycott and Protest Book, and it's all about giving you the address, physical address and email address and phone number of the chairman of the board and the CEO and the board of directors of every top company in America that's woke, that is offending all of us and treating us like crap and ignoring us as conservatives, even though we're at least 50 or 60% of their customers. So I'm giving people the keys to the kingdom. This is how you contact all of them without you having to look it all up. So I think it's going to be the biggest hit I've ever had as a book, and it'll be out in the next month. So it's right along the lines of what you're saying everybody needs to do.
That's terrific, and I congratulate you. That is exactly what people need to do.
Now, I see in the notes for my conversation with you, it says that you wrote an op-ed recently, Why Should Our Military Fight for a Nation That's Racist? What was that about?
Well, that's about, right now, the left is not only content with, ruining us policy-wise, they're literally delegitimizing America. They're saying that our very origins are in racism, that the Constitution is racist, that's our raison d'etre, racism. Now, if you do that, if you delegitimize a country, what do you do to the motivation of the people? Who is going to fight in our military if everyone believes, and unfortunately, as you said, in the colleges, kids are being indoctrinated. In the high schools, I hate to say it, kids are being indoctrinated. Who is going to be left to fight for our country? People who believe that America is racist are not going to fight for our country if, God forbid, that ever becomes necessary.
Right. And Well, and I was going to say, you know, I thought this about, you know, how we're turning people against the military, turning people against the police, all things that scare me. But what about in the last few days, Mark, the Jew hatred, the attacks on Jews in New York and L.A. by Palestinians who called them out and said, who's a Jew? Who's a Jew? And if you answered yes, they beat the crap out of you or chased you with a car. I mean, someone's going to die because they happen to be a Jew. It reminds me of 1938. There's some echoes here and some really bad things that could be on the way. And it drives me crazy that my fellow Jews vote Democrat when this is what the Democrat Party represents.
I read there was an attack even in Las Vegas today.
I saw it, and I still haven't had it confirmed, but there is a claim that someone was beaten on the Vegas Strip for being a Jew, but I don't understand. How did someone know they were a Jew? I guess they had a yarmulke on? I don't know. I'm not quite sure yet.
I read they were wearing a Jewish star, but I'm not positive.
You see, that doesn't make any sense. Who would wear a Jewish star? I mean, that's seriously, that doesn't sound very kosher, excuse the pun. So that's why I've not talked about it on the show today. But we know for a fact there were attacks on Jewish people in New York and L.A. I know the neighborhoods that happened, and I used to live in both neighborhoods. So I know those happened, and there were many reports and videos of them. Whether one happened in Vegas last night is not yet confirmed with credibility. We shall see. But it's scary. It's scary. And I don't know how any Jew can support the Democrat Party and Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and AOC. Mark Berman, thank you for all you do. Thank you for your military tribute. Go get it at Rumble. It's called Going Home under Military Tributes. My buddy Mark Berman, fellow classmate at Columbia.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Allen Root and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone, people sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story. For the past 23 years, tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of sonsoflibertycbd.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about sonsoflibertycbd.com, and now I'm telling you, go to sonsoflibertycbd.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Raw and unfiltered.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. A couple of sponsors to tell you about. First of all, my book, Trump Rules, which you can get at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Target. Which is a great book, and which went to number one again a couple of days ago, and is still doing really well, still in the top five and top ten of almost every single bestseller list at Amazon that it's on. Trump Rules, still a hot bestseller, and it has nothing to do with politics, everything to do with make yourself a winner in life, a winner's guide to business and personal success, a self-help book. Rules that I think you'll recognize right away, and if you put them into your life, you will change your life just as I have changed my life. I also want to do a little housekeeping. My website is rootforamerica.com, rootforamerica.com. My email is wayneroot@gmail.com. You can find me at Parler, which does appear now to be working again, thank God. It doesn't have anywhere near the amount of significance it had just a few months ago when it was shut down by Amazon. No, not by Amazon. Maybe it was Amazon. I think they were carried by Amazon. And I think that was their server, you know, and Amazon shut them down. But somebody shut them down, a big company. I think it was Amazon. But either way, yeah. But Parler is nowhere near as busy or as significant as it was. But maybe it'll grow into that again. At Real Wayne Root. At Real Wayne Root. My War Raw daily podcast available on iHeartRadio. And this show, you know, if you ever have trouble with any local station streaming the show, just go to usaradio.com, 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 and then you click on top where it says listen live now, and you just, boom, you're on. But the real sponsor of this segment is 60 Plus, and I love to talk about this because I'm going to be 60 Plus. Starting in July, I'm hitting the big 6-0. I'll be 60 years old. So now I represent the 60 Plus Association. Suddenly, 60 Plus is just what the doctor ordered. I'm joining millions of Americans in the 60 Plus group. And you know what? We've got power. And it's time to use it like a club over the head of the D.C. swamp. Senior citizens have a net worth of more than $1.6 trillion combined in this country. And a majority of seniors are invested in the stock market with an average investment of $100,000. We possess tremendous wealth, and therefore we can wield tremendous power. The 60 Plus Association is like the cavalry riding to the rescue. We're like the Teamster Union for anyone 60 and above, like me, this July, starting in July. It's past time for Main Street to send a clear signal to Wall Street. Join us at 60plus.org right now, 60plus.org. Join up and make a difference, 60plus.org. So, you know, it's now become very, all of a sudden, the stories are everywhere, so it's become vogue to actually admit that it looks like the COVID germ and the whole pandemic came from a Chinese biowarfare lab. All of a sudden, everybody is starting to admit that. Do you realize how recently it was that you would get banned from Facebook or Twitter for mentioning that? You realize how recent that was, and all of a sudden, everyone's agreeing. Everyone's agreeing. Facebook stops removing posts claiming COVID-19 man-made. Because suddenly now everyone is agreeing it's probably man-made. But I think there's a much bigger story again. The bigger story isn't if it's man-made. We're all now agreeing it's man-made. It was always man-made. I said it from day one that it came from a Chinese biowarfare lab. And it turns out that Wainwright was right. A year before everyone now agrees. Last March and April, I said it came from a biowarfare lab. Not from a, what do they call it, a wet market with a bunch of, you know, disgusting animals. You know, a bunch of animals like bats and snakes. But there's a bigger question now. See, if they ignored the first question, don't you think they're ignoring the second question? If they're now admitting it came from, it's man-made, it came from a lab, a biowarfare lab, but they're not asking, was it sent purposely? Nobody's saying that. Even President Trump in my interview yesterday didn't say anything about being sent purposely. What makes you think it wasn't sent purposely? I had the balls to say in the interview, President Trump, you know, the question is, even if it got out by mistake from this biowarfare lab, once they knew about it, they sent their Chinese people on planes all and boats and whatever else they wanted to go in, trains, all over the world to spread it. Was this an attempt to destroy the United States and the United States economy and Donald Trump's presidency? I think it was absolutely weaponized. It's one thing to leak out of a biowarfare lab. Did they purposely send it, or did they purposely send people to travel while they were cutting down all the travel inside China? They let them go to America. They let them go to Italy. They let them spread it to Europe. But they let them go to Canada. But they didn't let them travel outside of Wuhan in China. Why? Because they knew they had let a killer out. So even if it wasn't purposely weaponized and sent to attack us, to destroy us for the trade war, at a certain point they knew a lot of people were sick and dying in China. And they said, heck, it's going to kill our economy. It's going to decimate us. Let's make sure, keep it low, Chris, let's make sure we decimate the American economy and the Western European economy so they can't compete with us as we're going down. We'll all go down together. Or we'll even have an advantage over them. Nobody's asking that question now. I was the first one to say it's man-made and it must be from a biowarfare lab. It's not a normal pandemic. But now that everyone's admitting I was right about that, let's go to the next step. Was it purposely sent to destroy our economy and to destroy Trump's presidency? Because Trump had his boot on the neck of China and the Chinese Communist Party and their prime minister. Was it Xi? I think his name is Xi, isn't it? Xi. I'm telling you, as sure as I'm standing here, one way or another, they did it to us to kill our economy, to take advantage of us. Wayne Allyroot, have a great holiday. See ya.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, Human Rights Attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.